What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I put a very eclectic selection of music together. A little Howlin' Wolf today. I know my friend Ted Nugent would appreciate Howlin' Wolf for sure. But every day I put a list together and I post it on the ex-formerly Twitter. And it's a Spotify playlist. And if you ever want to hear the music that we play here, the bumper music, as we call it, you can check that out. Jay Duker is going to hang with us here. We have Fred Bottomer in the studio. Sue is off, so Ethan Hannaford, who is always behind the scenes on the show, is going to tackle Sue's news. There were a couple things, Jane, we did not get to in the roundtable. It moved quickly, but I did want to play, and this was going on, I think, just about an hour ago. I heard it for the first time on Fox that Abrego Garcia, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland father of the year, the gangbanger, is coming back. And I guess they're going to bring him back and then charge him. So here's Pam Bondi.
Abrego Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice. On May 21st, a grand jury in the Middle District of Tennessee returned a sealed indictment charging Abrego Garcia with alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling in violation of Title 8 U.S.C. 1324. The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring. They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women.
So I guess at this point, Jane, we're going to find out, right? We're going to find out what goods we have, what receipts Pam Bondi and the Attorney General's office has here on the Maryland Father of the Year. Now, you know, and we've talked about this on the roundtable, some of your Democrat friends in Congress have kind of tried to make this guy out to be something that perhaps he's not. But I guess we're going to discover this for the first time.
Well,
the specifics.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the whole point is get him here.
I was never against that, but I thought that Chris Van Hollen and some of this other nonsense
going down there.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Did they ever go to Gaza and look for our American hostages?
That's a very good question. It is.
I want to
focus a little bit before I get to some stuff that's lighter here, and we have Sue's news coming up with Ethan. But it is the D-Day anniversary,
yes.
And here's Pete Hegseth, the Defense Secretary.
This day, June the 6th, is the price of freedom. The first groups were decimated. Thousands of young men lost their lives, cut down by the barrage of machine guns and mortars. But they never let up. Our warriors never faltered. God at their backs.
So there's not many of these vets around anymore.
We might be old, but we're young at heart.
I pray for freedom for the whole world, for the war to end in Ukraine. And Russia and Sudan and Gaza. I think war is disgusting.
So happy to be here. Thank you so much for all of you. You're making me cry.
I have not been to Normandy. I've never been there. Jane, you have been.
I know.
If Sue was here, she'd be talking about Grafton and the memorial that they're building there, which is going to be fantastic. But it's a special place, and it's something that, you know, we think about sacrifices, like my daughter's sacrifices if she can't have an iPad right now. Yeah. And what these guys went through
on
that
day,
they were. Some of them lied about their age, right?
And under any definition that we have now, 17 and 18-year-old boys who, you know, got off boats and were facing fire, and they have more bravery than, you know, anything we could ever muster. And
it's incredible.
I mean, going there changed me, I will tell you. It changed me as an American, and it made me feel more patriotic, and it made me really appreciate the Europeans who were so grateful to what we did, for what we did. And they were. They were grateful.
And I think some of them still are. I mentioned when I went to Spain a couple of years ago, I got to reunite with a family that I lived with in 1983. And, you know, one of the things I said when I came back is, I think some of these Europeans love America more than people in this country, you know, because they still are appreciative of that.
It still feels, and certainly at Normandy it did. And that, even with the people who, you know, we went to the restaurants and we were in the town, and I mean, that culture is still there.
Yeah.
And when you look at that cliff that they went up, it's astounding.
Well, that's why
this thing, how it happened.
The memorial in Grafton is going to be so amazing. Fred, you haven't been there yet, right?
No, I haven't.
Now that you're doing some international travel, Marie's got to put that on the list.
I've been to France twice,
and the last trip I took with listeners. All right, so the last trip I took with listeners, there was one couple that took time on, you know, one of the free days, and it was quite a trek from where we were.
Yes.
But it's certainly on my list, and I'm a little ashamed that I've never been there.
I just can't imagine the courage it took to do that. I mean, I think of myself personally, if I was
when you were 18.
Now, even at my age,
any age,
I would be scared to death.
Yes. Yeah.
I just don't know how they did it, but very appreciative.
Well, thank God they did, or we'd all be speaking German, right? I mean, it's just frightening when you think about that. I'm glad that you had that veteran. You know, no matter what you think about President Trump, I do think that he's sincere when he says, stop the killing. I mean, this is going on right now in Israel. It's going on in Russia.
And people who've been in war, I mean,
well, they get it better
veteran,
than anyone else.
When they say that, I mean, you know, they come from a place. I mean, you know, war is different now. I mean, but them in trenches and in you know, wet
shoes insane.
for months, and no food and no showers and no. I mean, we just don't have any idea what that's like, and it's astounding.
Or to get mowed down the second you get on ground,
and everyone in your platoon gets killed. And you live with that for the rest of your life.
Watching someone right next to you get plunked right in the brain or something like that. You know, I rewatched Saving Private Ryan last year. And, you know, some of these things should be required viewing. Obviously, that's not a documentary about it, but it's a pretty good representation of what World War II ended up being.
It doesn't glorify it, thankfully.
No, absolutely. So I want to ask a question just a little bit off the beaten track here, because I watch my Cardinals games now, and the Dodgers are in town, so Tommy Edman's back in town. I subscribe to the add-on that they have on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So, Fred, when you watch Cardinals games, you watch it in what way?
I watch it on UVerse.
Okay, on UVerse.
And every commercial plays.
So, Jane, what happens is, and you're not subscribing to any of this right now, you can't watch Cardinals games or Blues games?
No.
For FanDuel?
I listen.
So, what? Good for you, because that's what we want. But what happens is, and this is, it's a little weird because we all complain about too many commercials, right? So, when they break in between innings, or if there's a pitching change, they go to a commercial break, right?
Okay.
But if they don't have, I think it's maybe the local commercials that are missing, so they have some of the big, I don't know how it works, but what happens is two things. The first thing I hear, because I have the Amazon add-on, and I go to the Prime app, and that's how I pull it up. But the first thing you hear and you notice is, and I think we've all noticed this over the time, the game volume is one volume, the commercial volume is another volume. But what then happens is when they don't have the commercials to fill the time, you hear this.
Oh, yeah.
And it just plays in the background. And I'm telling you, so if I'm in the living room like I was last night with my daughter, we're watching the game, and you have the TV up at a certain volume, this music is constantly playing in my house.
They did that on AMC, too.
So we reach for the remote so quickly just to press mute because it gets so damn annoying.
Yes. No, it's funny because for some reason AMC is just running Mad Men all the time. And so sometimes,
are they really?
For background noise, I turn it on. And
they do that on there?
Yeah.
That's
and then when they run out of commercials, there's some national commercials, and then you just get that weird music, whatever that is. And
by the way, on the Mad Men front, there's only two series that I can say with confidence that I have watched twice from start to finish.
Yes.
Better Call Saul is one. Not even Breaking Bad. I haven't rewatched Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul, which I would argue even might be better than Breaking Bad. I know that might be controversial, but I've watched Mad Men twice, and I could probably watch it a third time. It
I
is
put it
so
on
damn
all
good.
All the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's great.
And there's stuff I didn't remember, but I mean, that show, it gets better the more you watch it.
We're going to talk about the Your Friends and Neighbors with Paul Hall.
Great.
Fred started watching Your Friends and Neighbors.
I love that show. I love that show. That's my favorite this year, probably.
I think it's my favorite this year as well. And John Hamm is so good. He's good in Landman. Are you watching Landman?
Oh, love Landman. That would be my second.
Okay,
that would be right under.
For me, Landman is a little bit more, and Taylor Sheridan shows are like this, right? A little bit more soap opery. Right when
but
you
I
say
love that.
Okay, that's fine. You like that stuff.
Love
you know,
it.
I was watching that Fight Night show that you recommended. That
love
one
it.
Did not grab me as much as
really.
You really raved on
I
that one.
I loved it. I loved it. That would be in the top five this
that
year.
That's Kevin Hart, and it's based on a true story.
Yes.
When Ali goes to Atlanta to fight,
yes.
right? Is that
yes.
where he is?
Yeah.
And there's a big party that they throw to make some money, and there's mobsters that are involved.
It's like the Black Mafia.
Right, the Black Mafia. And boy, it's interesting, but it hasn't grabbed me, and I haven't finished yet. I'm five episodes in, so I probably will finish it, but man, Your Friends and Neighbors. Did you continue watching anymore, or one episode?
With baseball games, I don't really get a chance.
Now, are you watching that? Are you watching that by yourself or with your wife?
Oh, she's already seen it. So I'm
watching myself. Oh, so you have to go rogue on that one just a little bit.
But
I
she's
see.
Seen every. She knows the ending and everything.
Let me. And the ending.
And also
good.
Watch Sirens. I liked it.
I haven't watched
it's
that
It's a little
one.
Weird, but I liked it.
Where is that?
I think is it Netflix?
It's hard to keep track.
Yeah, it's
All
Netflix.
Right, hang on. Before we get to the break here, I just want to sort of tell you what else is coming up here. I'm proud of the music today. We're going to talk music with Tim Summer, our music guy, in the next hour. That'll be a lot of fun. We do have Nick Shore set, Missouri State Senator. He sent me something interesting this afternoon, but we'll get to him after 5 to wrap up what happened in Jeff City on the stadium bill, as sometimes it's being referenced, but it's a little bit more than that. Frank Cusimano is coming up later this afternoon, so we'll talk some baseball. As I mentioned, Tommy Edmond is coming back into town. Paul Hall will be here after Sue's News. We've changed our segments around a little bit. Usually Paul might be on closer to 4:22, but he'll be with us at 4:33. There's a movie that is opening nationwide today, but not everywhere, called The Life of Chuck. And he's seen it, and I want to point that one out because Annalise Basso is in that movie, and you know, she's fantastic, and she's from right here in St. Louis. So we got Sue's News with Ethan coming up. We have all that still to come here, plus an audio cut of the day on 97.1 FM Talk. A little Holland Wolf here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we're going to miss Sue Thomas, but Ethan's going to rock out Sue's news here in a couple of minutes. Then we have Paul Hall on entertainment. Cusimano is going to weigh in on the Cardinals. Ethan, they lost the series against the Royals. Not happy about that.
No, it wasn't exactly ideal. I was a little bit concerned about the lineup going into the series. They hit well. That wasn't the issue. It's the pitching right now, yeah. And Matthew Liberatore didn't look good for the second straight outing.
Really, though, two good games yesterday. Two really good games.
Yes.
And Liberatore had to leave the game due to fatigue.
He left due to fatigue. Marmol said in postgame they're not concerned about it. But, you know, we'll see
great.
What comes from there.
Wait, isn't that kind of weird, though?
It's kind of weird.
It's hard to know how to take that.
All right.
I want to see a little more before I get super concerned.
Maybe he didn't sleep the night before. Look, I've said this about professional athletes, too. We don't know what's going on in their lives, right?
He
may have a new puppy. Exactly, Fred. Thank you for that.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
But not today.
Not today.
Ethan Hannaford
sir.
Taking over the chores.
Happy National Donut Day.
Yay!
To all who celebrate. Someone get me that freaking bell over there so I can bang the crap out of
it
right now.
You see it there? There you go.
There it is. Thank you, Jane. I
appreciate it. Bring that closer to you. You might need it.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
So you can actually today, well, you could. I don't know if they're still open at this point. You could get one free Krispy Kreme donut, no purchase necessary, and a free one at Dunkin' as well if you buy a drink. So there was some things going on today regarding those two spots. The Salvation Army started National Donut Day in 1938 to honor the donut lassies who handed out donuts to soldiers in World War One. How interesting is that?
That is interesting. I start my day, this is just, you know, being honest, I start my day with a donut every day. Now, I used to do the Hostess mini donuts, right? I used to do like two of the powdered sugar, two of the chocolate, just the Hostess. I don't like the Little Debbies and all that stuff. But I went to the Entenmann's, like the full chocolate with the white cake in the middle. So every day, including today on National Donut Day, it's an Entenmann's donut, and they're so damn good.
Fred,
favorite donuts. Let's hit them real quick.
Chocolate Long John.
There you go.
I like the cream-filled chocolate.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Get away from me.
It is a sugar extravaganza.
Oh, Alexa loves the cream stuff, too. I don't like that as much.
I had a horrifying experience last week when they had some donuts out here. I was like, oh, I'll try it. And one bite in and cream everywhere. I was like, this is not good,
yeah, it's
guys.
Not for everyone, Ethan.
Terrible. Nope.
It's an acquired taste.
It ain't for me.
It's beautiful.
They're also hosting a World Donut Eating Championship today in D.C. James Webb, a professional eater, set a new record last year, 70 glazed donuts in 8 minutes. So
I've talked about the Tour de Donut. The Tour de Donut is this amazing race in Staunton, Illinois, and my friend Andrew Mullins and a bunch of us would ride with him many years ago, and it's a combination of how many donuts you eat and then the time of the race, and it's like a 32-mile race, and for every donut you eat, Ethan, have you ever heard of this?
No.
Okay, for every donut you eat, you get 5 minutes off your time. So the winner or the first, you know, place, second place, you actually are in negative time for the ride because you're eating so many damn donuts. It can be rather disgusting. I remember one of the first times I did it, Andrew just, you have two stops and you have to eat donuts at least at one or the other. You don't have to eat at both. But I remember him being in front of me on the bike just going, and with the professional eaters, they come in sometimes and they try to win that thing, but they can't ride a bike so quickly. So it's kind of a combination between speed and stuffing donuts down your mouth. It really is.
You know, I shouldn't be surprised, but the professional eaters do like all foods. It's not just like you specialize in donuts.
Or hot dogs. Or whatever. Yeah.
They're doing everything.
I couldn't do that.
It's also National Yo-Yo Day and National Drive-In Movie Day. Part of why it's National Drive-In Movie Day is the first one opened 92 years ago today in Camden, New Jersey. So to all who celebrate.
That's pretty cool. Have you ever been to a drive-in?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you probably you would know if you had.
No, I don't think so. All right, we got some crazy news going on in the world today. And this one, he's been around a little bit here lately because of the new Mission Impossible movie. But Tom Cruise... Old man Tom Cruise is not slowing down, guys. He set a Guinness World Record for the most burning parachute jumps by an individual while recording Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Anyone know how many times he did it? Does anyone know?
I do not.
Okay, so Jane, guess since you don't know.
12.
Mark?
Eight. Guess.
16.
Okay, I should have taken... 16
times that he jumped out of a helicopter while strapped to a parachute, pre-soaked in fuel, and he lit it on fire. According to Guinness, no other actor or stuntman has come close to that amount of drops.
And what is he, 60?
Oh, right around there. Yeah, he's got
to
be.
And the reason he was trying to get the perfect shot, and a parachute disintegrates after 2 seconds of flame. So he had to jump that many times to get that many different angles.
62, by the way. So that's just for that movie?
Yeah, yes,
just
right.
for the last movie. Fred, you never gave me your review.
I loved it. I thought it was great. It didn't feel as long as I think everybody says it is. It was a little complicated at the beginning, but I just kind of gave it up and just watched it to enjoy it, and then it all made sense. So I enjoyed it a lot.
It's good to hear.
So you saw The Final Reckoning.
Yes.
I saw the one book. I saw part one.
Right. Me too.
It's important to see you know, a lot of them.
Well, it's fresh
in my
mind. It
ties into a whole bunch
apparently
of
even goes back to the first one.
Yeah,
there's references to the first one.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
twist.
Well,
I've got two or three then I've got to watch in between.
They put a great promotion out for it on socials to kind of get you to watch a movie. They're showing him like going through and doing the stunts. It was really cool. So, you know, go and check that out if you haven't already on Tom Cruise's X account. Mark, your former Packer man, Aaron Rodgers, is going to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
After all this drama, he's finally going to the Steelers, which is the theory from the beginning of all this, right?
He will turn 42 in the 2025 season. And
they play the Jets in the first game, too.
How interesting is that?
It is.
Because Justin Fields, who was one of their quarterbacks last year, is now the quarterback for the New York Jets.
Good script.
So a little bit of... Exactly. Those script writers, they know exactly what they're doing. Recent studies have come out with what are described as the best smells in the world.
Ooh.
We're going to go from 10 to 1 here. Number 10, a real Christmas tree. Nothing like that. Fresh pine. Mm. Number 9, clothes fresh out of the dryer. Number 8 is vanilla. 7, chocolate chip cookies. 6, cinnamon rolls. 5, the sea breeze. I think I'd put that one at number 1 personally. 4, cookies fresh out of the oven. We kind of already had that with the chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, have you ever been gone into a, like, look at a house and there's that smell?
Oh, yeah.
And they
it's
a diffuser.
It's grandma's. It's grandma's house. That's what it is. Number 3, cold mountain air. Number 2, anywhere just after it rains.
Yeah.
And number 1, freshly baked bread.
Okay, can I throw one in there?
Go for it.
Puppies.
What?
No.
Puppies, yeah. They don't smell good all the time.
So maybe after you give them a bath.
I'm telling you, there's like the puppy breath is actually, they have a scent that's not unpleasant.
Well,
I don't
babies.
Know if it would crack the top 10, but puppies. I can say that
puppies
from experience.
Puppies get
to do
whatever they want, so it's fine.
Hey, Ethan, I missed it. Was coffee in there?
Coffee was not in there.
Wow. No.
That is a little bit surprising.
Oh, really?
Before drinking, it's great. After drinking?
Oh, yeah,
not
right.
Not so much.
Good point.
I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the taste of it. I'm the only
I
lawyer.
Like the smell of it, but I don't like the taste of it.
All right, we're running out of time here, so I want to get to a cool on this date that has some significant value to me.
The crowd
is not
excited at all.
My goodness. Right. 14 years ago today, Albert Pujols hit his second straight walk-off home run against the Cubs, and we have the call here.
Outfield very deep again.
This ball hit deep to left. It's got a chance. To the track. To the wall. Albert does it again.
Wow.
And what made this so cool is that I was at this game. It was the final time as an 11-year-old kid.
Were you really?
It was the final time I watched him play before he left St. Louis. This was the best baseball game I've ever attended in my life.
That's very cool.
So a lot of nostalgia for this one.
You got a random fact quick?
As we get this random fact, let's go ahead and let's roll with this one. The first big studio movie to feature the F word was MASH in 1970. There was a big football game at the climax of the movie, and a character named Painless says, "All right, bud, your effing head is coming right off." There you go.
That, I guess I would have guessed that would have happened sooner, but that's very... My, how things have changed. Even PG-13 movies have an F-bomb, at least one. We're coming back with Paul Hall, by the way, on movies and entertainment.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Jane Duker hanging out on a Friday afternoon. Sue Thomas is off today. We'll have Nick Schroer after the top of the hour kind of weigh in on how they wrapped up the first week of the special session. Although, Jane, you said it's an extraordinary session. That's the official title?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the technical
term. Have you watched any of the John Wick movies?
Yes. I love anything Keanu.
I've only watched the first one, but there's another one.
They're great.
You don't choose to be a killer. You are chosen.
No, I chose this.
Consequences.
Risen from the ashes again.
I think there's a lot of shooting and death, right? That's the
they killed his dog.
I know. I saw the first one. That's the only one I saw.
You just don't do that.
Paul Hall is here from Common Guy Films to wrap up this week in entertainment. Give us some recommendations, both at the theater and away from the theater, streaming, and we can talk about some of our favorites right now. Hi, Paul. How are you this afternoon?
You know, I'm good. And just like you said, that new puppy smell, it just didn't sit well with John Wick in the beginning. And this is not really a John Wick movie. It's from that universe. So if you've seen John Wick films, you know about the Continental and everybody that does the dirty work out there in society. So it's kind of from that universe with a new character, kind of meant to carry on without all of Keanu. She's goes by Ballerina or Eve in the course of the movie. That is Ana de Armas, who love to see her kick butt.
Yes,
and she kicks butt.
I just love to see her. Period, kicking butt or not, I love to see her.
That's how I feel about Keanu.
Okay, there you go.
She's encouraged in this film to fight like a girl. And before you get offended out there, I know, Mark, you would get offended at this, but before you get offended, fight like a girl means just that. There is a point in this movie where the discussion goes on that the guy is always going to be a little bit bigger. He's going to have a little bit more strength and that type of thing. But as someone who's got a disadvantage, you need to even the score. Now, whatever it takes. You fight like a girl, you use your brains, you find a way to make your side much more intelligent and can take anyone down. It's really kind of motivational when you think about it, and that just leads into a lot of killing. Lots and lots of people die.
Body count
is pretty high here. Maybe I'll go back again, and no, I won't. But maybe I'll go back again and count all the actual bodies that end up on the screen. If you like a lot of action, this is nonstop action for the better part of 2 hours. And yes, of course, if you stick with it, it probably might just kind of sort of set up for continuing the universe with Ana de Armas.
Of course, a Ballerina 2 has probably already been greenlit, right?
I would guess. It seems like it would have to be. It's not a bad movie by any means, but just like, you know, the Wick movies, there aren't a lot of dialogue scenes. This is all about the action. It's all about the kind of gunplay, the fights. It's not about dialogue. There's more than Keanu ever uttered in the film. And yes, he is in the film, as you see on the poster art and whatnot. But
well, one of the reasons they do that, you know, the studios like movies like this with a lot of action because they play well overseas as well. You know, the international box office is really good because there's not a lot of dialogue and you just have good action, or maybe not good action, but that is one of the inspirations for, you know, greenlighting a movie like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a movie, you know, when you talked about drive-in day-to-day, this is a movie you would see at the drive-in maybe a couple weeks from now. I know Ethan was looking to go see Lilo and Stitch in the near future. The drive-ins that are still in the St. Louis general area do have Lilo and Stitch out there, Ethan. Maybe check out a drive-in for the first time and Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I can't remember if you've seen it. So I bought tickets for Becky and Alexa and I for a showing at Ronnie's around 4 o'clock tomorrow. I love the first one. I'm a little leery about this because even with How to Train Your Dragon, I don't know why you have to redo it. They're both very, very good movies, amongst my favorite animated films. I can't remember. Had you seen it or have you seen it by now?
I have not. Okay. I've been too busy watching people die on screen.
There you go.
Well, I'll report back on Monday, but I do want to see it. And, you know, my daughter's excited about it, too. I wasn't sure because she's backed off a little bit. She's getting a little too old for, like, some of the kid movies, Jane, I think.
Yeah,
she's interested.
You're getting close.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have tickets for tomorrow. So we'll see what happens on Monday. Anything else in the theaters this weekend?
Hey, I just want to mention, it's in limited release. You got to go up to Chicago to see it or wait till next week in St. Louis, where we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about it next week. The Life of Chuck is coming into theaters, and this is something that I know has some St. Louis area connections. And I loved it, but I'm not going to save that till next week.
Well, give me the bottom line. Just, you know, encapsulate the movie. What is it about?
It's a movie where it's told in reverse order about this mysterious character named Chuck, and they're celebrating 39 years of him. Starts in Act 3, goes back to Act 2 and back to Act 1, and you kind of see it all come together. Stephen King wrote the short story on this. Hmm. I think it's open for lots of interpretation and lots of great conversations when the movie's done about what went on screen. I have a very different view than some of the critics who have been mixed on it. And I took it a very different way. All right. And from that standpoint, I loved it. So we'll talk about it for sure next.
Let me share a little story here. And Paul, I know you remember this movie. Jane, have you ever seen the movie Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler?
No, how could I not?
It's a great, great family movie from 2008. So back then in 2008 or 2009, I'm heading to L.A. for the Critics' Choice Awards. Paul is still a member of the Critics' Choice Association. Back then we called it the Broadcast Film Critics, right? So I'm on a plane from St. Louis to L.A., and I sit next to this little girl, and I swear she's probably my daughter's age, where my daughter is right now, and her mother. And I find out, because I'm saying, hey, I'm going out to this movie thing. Oh, and Marcy Basso says, oh, my daughter here, Annalise, is in that movie. And she's the little redhead girl at the end of the film, which really is a good movie, that kisses the little boy that is, you know, so charming in the film and plays a very big role. Well, Annalise is really, really successful now, and she's one of the stars of The Life of Chuck. She is planning on being with us next Friday afternoon from Hollywood. So very nice. Great St. Louis connection. And guess what? You know who her brother is, right?
Yes.
Gabe Basso, yes. Gabriel Basso
from
is her brother.
Night Watch or from, no, what's the name of it?
Yeah, what is the name of it,
the
Paul?
Night Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and he's been in a lot of movies as well. He was in Juror Number 2. He was the guy, you know, accused in Juror Number 2. He was the defendant. So,
okay.
Gabe's done real great. Annalise has really grown up now and done really great. So, she's in that movie. Like you said, Paul, little St. Louis connection. We'll have her on next Friday. That's the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And she actually, we'll talk in details about it next Friday, but she steals the second act of this movie.
I've heard.
And Tom Hiddleston. Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal. Left a big smile on my face.
Good.
New on TV this week, Stick, a new series over on Apple TV Plus with Owen Wilson. Yes, a comedy series on Apple TV Plus with Owen Wilson for 10 episodes, I believe it is. They dropped 3 of them this past week, and you will get new ones all the way through July 23rd. It's kind of a cross between a Happy Gilmore and a Kevin Costner, Tin Cup type of thing. It's a type of weird group of people that go out on the road and try to get this young man qualified for the U.S. Amateur. I had a good time. The first couple episodes are a little slow, but as it gets into the season, this one gets better. So Apple TV Plus, you know I'm the stand for it. It seems like everything they put out has got something going on that I like.
I've been waiting for this one because I saw the trailer. You know, if you're watching, we mentioned earlier Your Friends and Neighbors, that wrapped a week ago, and they always put the trailers or at least a little teaser trailer at the beginning of some of their shows because they like to promote them. And I watched the full trailer, and it did remind me a lot of, you know, the Costner movie Tin Cup, and I love golf. So that sounds promising to me.
Cute.
I think we're going to start it this weekend for sure.
Yeah, and they're short episodes. These are 30-minute episodes,
so
you can definitely go through them. And the 3 episodes they dropped now, hour and a half, no different than any kind of movie. And I've got one more for you, HBO Max, or where it's going to be coming HBO Max again. Even though it's Max right now, it'll be HBO Max later this summer. They announced that recently.
It's so confusing.
Has got Implosion, the Titanic sub-disaster. Now, this is that Ocean Gate sub that went down to the bottom, and basically we know dire consequences there.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Fascinating, and like that Fire Festival docs that came out a couple years ago, we've got dueling ones. This one's on Max right now. You can check it out. Discovery is behind it, and next week Netflix drops theirs on the same topic. So you can watch them both. It's a fascinating hour-and-a-half watch. For those of you who are interested in kind of all this tech stuff.
That was the thing that just happened a couple of years ago where people paid to be on the excursion and they didn't make it back, right?
$250,000 a piece on that excursion. And you can see from the course of this documentary all the warning signs that were there. They're getting close to wrapping up the federal investigation into this, and that's why these are hitting right now. So you get a little bit of that epilogue here. I think you'll get more in the Netflix one, and you'll get more before the end of the year. It's absolutely horrifying, kind of, that this was allowed to go on the way it did. And I just feel your heart breaks for the people that went down, even though, they paid a lot of money to do it, but you're not expecting what the result is here.
Hey, have either of you watched one of the other shows I'm kind of watching? It's good. I don't think it's in the excellent category. It's called Duster, that's on Max with Josh Holloway. He was one of the guys from Lost. Have you checked that out, Paul?
I haven't gotten back to that yet. I've seen it pop up in my feed, and because I've been watching dead people in theaters on screen, you know.
Yeah, haven't had time. So it's Josh Holloway plays this guy named Jim Ellis, and the other lead character is Rachel Hilson, who plays this female, and this is set in the 1970s, a female African-American FBI agent who is, you know, plopped down on her first assignment in the 1970s Southwest. And it's J.J. Abrams is behind this a little bit, and I like it. I don't love it. I love Josh Holloway in this. I love some of the characters, and it's, I think, on its fourth episode, fourth or fifth. I watched it last night. So it's not one that I'm like dying to go back to. They release episodes every Thursday. But if you're looking for a drama that has a lot of comedy, there's a lot of violence in it as well. And if you remember Josh Holloway from Lost, you might like that one. And that one is on Max. Anything else, Paul, as we wrap up
here? The last one I'll leave you with is check out Disney Plus. One of my favorite animated series from a couple years back when my daughter was growing up, quite frankly, Phineas and Ferb. I love this comedy series that they have, the animated series. They're bringing it back for all new episodes. Disney Channel premiered them last night. Now they're over on Disney Plus. You know, we see them early on Disney Channel, one of the few benefits that you can get sometimes from having a linear channel over the streaming service.
Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
I'm going to talk next Friday. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Paul. Take care.
All right, we'll see you. Cusumano coming up next. We'll talk a little Cardinals baseball. The Dodgers are in town. That means Tommy Edman is back. If you missed the roundtable, it was a really good one this afternoon. Jane, of course, was on the panel. We had former state senator Jeff Smith and the mayor of Eureka, Sean Flower. We talked about the special session in Jefferson City, and state senator Nick Schroer from the St. Charles County area is going to join us after the top of the hour. My friend Tim Summer, music executive, the guy who signed Hootie and the Blowfish. He is an author. He's a writer. He's a record company guy. He's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk a lot about different music things. We got some great topics picked out. Plus, audio cut of the day. Right now, though, Frank Cusumano from KSDK, as we take you into the weekend, and the Cardinals face the Dodgers this weekend. They lose the series, though, to the Royals. Tough games yesterday. They come back and they win that first in the doubleheader, and they lose last night. They're giving up, Frank, a lot of runs right now. Is that my imagination?
They are, and Matthew Liberatore, who's got off to a great start, has struggled a little bit lately. And there's no scenario where the Cardinals win this division or get in the postseason without Liberatore being a force down the stretch. He hasn't been great. But tonight, Sonny Gray, who's 6-1, is going to face this Dodger team. And how about this, Mark? Have you thought about the first three hitters in their lineup? Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman. What do they have
insane in
common? They all have MVP plaques. They're probably all going to the Hall of Fame, too. It's going to be awesome.
You know, something that I'm curious of, Frank, you know, we've seen now six games where you could argue in a row where it hasn't necessarily been the Cardinals' best. The offense has picked things up for the Kansas City series. It wasn't great out in Texas. Where is your level of concern as far as what we've seen from the pitching, both the starting and the bullpen, the past week? Are you hitting the panic button yet? You kind of hovering over it? Where you at?
Well, I guess, hovering would be something that's most accurate, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
I'll say this. I think, you know, Sonny Gray is a good pitcher, and I think Liberatore is good, and Michaelis has been surprisingly effective this season. I don't know about my confidence level in Fetty, and I do think that there is Michael McGreevy as a possible option, you know, if Palante continues to struggle, because he has really struggled. You can't blow 7-2 leads. You just can't. And I think the Cardinals, if he has another bad start, I bet McGreevy gets his next start. And I also want to remind everybody of the guy who was just named their minor league pitcher of the year. And, Mark, I think I mentioned this to you in spring training. His name is Tekoa Roby. I think he has the best arm in the entire organization. He starts off games throwing 100. He's in Springfield now, but it would not shock me if he is here before long, too, if they struggle with the rotation.
Well, let's go. Quick question going back to Liberatore, because Ethan talked about this earlier, but he left the game, and what was the term? Was it exhaustion?
Some
is that what they said? Some
arm fatigue.
Are we concerned about that?
Well, you should be, because his velocity was not there. I mean, when earlier in the season, when he was touching like 95 and 96 with a knockout curveball as a 6'4 lefty, that was a daunting proposition for the opposition. Mm-hmm. But there's something, I don't know how serious it is. I'm not a doctor, but he clearly didn't have what he had earlier in the season.
Hmm. It's just because ever since Memorial Day, they just seem, and they are hitting and they're scoring runs. And like yesterday in that first game, Ethan, that was exciting. They came back, so they're showing a lot of fight.
I say 18 runs over that series.
This team has fight, right? But unfortunately, the pitching has given up too much. And look, the Royals are not a crappy team, and the Rangers are not a crappy team, and the Dodgers are a really good team.
Right.
So, you know, maybe you bounce back, and if you miraculously win this series, but it's kind of daunting heading into this weekend. And I think Tommy Edman's going to get a nice round of applause at least a couple of times this weekend. Don't you think, Frank?
Oh, my gosh. They will go nuts. I mean, Tommy Edman's a guy that grandmothers want to make cookies for and little kids want to play like. I mean, we give standing ovations to Aaron Miles. Can you imagine what it's going to be like for Tommy Edman this weekend?
I love
In fact,
that guy.
I have some woman who has he's from the same country as Tommy Edman's mom, and she's been emailing me for months, and she's begging for her son to have a meeting with him. So I'm going to try to make this happen on Sunday.
Well, I do love That's him. Sweet. I think he was a fan favorite for sure. Disappointed when he left, and he's doing quite well on the Dodgers. The Battle Hawks have the conference final this weekend at the Dome, don't they, Frank?
Yeah, they do. They're facing a team that's pretty good in the D.C. Defenders. And I'll just say this is they had seven players selected first team on the all-UFL team. So they've had an unbelievable season. It just seems like it's their year. Now, sometimes when we feel that way about a sports team, it just doesn't happen. But, yeah, it'd be awfully cool to see them in the championship game the following week in front of maybe 35,000.
Yeah, I saw also that they slashed quite a few of those ticket prices as well. I'm seeing a lot in the $20 to $40 range. So it seems like it's also not going to be crazy expensive. It looks like they're really hoping to pack it out for this game.
Yeah, and I don't know, Ethan or Mark, if you've seen that crowd. They are an interesting lot.
They're nuts.
They all dress up, and they're all crazy, and they just go there and have a good time.
You know, I feel guilty about what I'm about to say, but I just can't get into that league. NFL is at the top of my list. I love the NFL so much, but I just haven't been interested in this. Now, I say a couple of Fridays ago I was watching the Battlehawks. It was a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
It's just hard to kind of cross over. But
you're like
but
the Bad News Bears.
I know.
You gotta love them.
And people, the fans go out. And it's a family thing, too, because it's not that expensive. I hate that dome so much, too.
The dome is not ideal.
I've talked about this, you know, even in terms of the Blues. I always say I'm not the biggest hockey guy on the planet, but man, I've watched a lot of NHL hockey in the postseason even after the Blues left. The conference finals kind of bored me. That first game of the Stanley Cup the other night was outstanding. It goes, to the final minute of overtime. And, you know, I'm very interested in watching these two teams in the rematch.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark, in that I may not be the most passionate hockey fan. I won't watch Calgary and Ottawa on a Tuesday evening, you know, in November. But you get to the Stanley Cup final, it's just insane. The level of intensity is, I think it's the best of the four sports.
Hmm. Well, it was fun to watch a couple of nights ago. Frank,
and the NBA's been great too, by the way.
See, and I can't get into that.
Oh my God, Tyrese Haliburton last night.
Really?
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
Buzzer beater.
I thought they were done.
The Pacers led that game for 0.3 seconds last night.
Yeah.
When I was in Milwaukee, I was so into the NBA. And this was in the beginning of the 2000s. George Karl was the coach. Glenn Robinson was there. Sam Cassell. I was into it. But ever since I left Milwaukee, I can't get into the NBA anymore. Maybe I should check it out. Frank, have a great weekend. Oh, what's coming up on Sunday night? You got to tell us that.
Just a lot of Battle Hawks and City FC coverage because the games are this weekend. And expanded coverage from the Dodgers-Cardinals series, too.
All right, hopefully on Monday we're talking about a Cardinals series win. Maybe a sweep. Let me get optimistic. Thank you, Frank. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care.
Jane, what are you doing this weekend? Are you up for a puppy visit?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You just leave the puppy with me.
So
leave the baby.
My little puppy, Max, who came into the house a week ago tomorrow, I got to say this. I'm going to brag on him a little bit. This puppy is only like 11 and a half weeks old, and he's really smart. He's only had in the last few days, here again, I'm going to jinx it, no accidents in like 3 days in the house.
That's amazing.
Which is kind of amazing for his age.
He looks like a dog model.
Well,
he's beautiful.
They say border collie mix. I think we're going to do a DNA test for sure because I don't know specifically what he is. But he looks like, if you haven't seen the pictures, they're up on the X, formerly Twitter. You can find and follow me at Mark Reardon, KFTK. I've been putting some up on Instagram stories as well. So Mark Talk is my handle on Instagram stories.
Beautiful eyes.
Really beautiful eyes. And he's an athlete. There's no doubt about that. Well, I've been trying to wear him out. Last night, he was just kind of, you know, snuggling on the couch. But when he gets energy... Oh, he gets energy that needs to be burned out. Jane Duker, great to see you. Thanks for
Good
a great roundtable. Have
see
a great weekend.
Week.
I will be in touch via text for a puppy visit because it helps wearing him out going to see people. So you're on the VIP list, Jane. You can wear
Thanks.
A wristband. All right.
All right good.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.